And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Heck, Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is The Sewer Cats. Tell me something true. You're listening to Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Was the Sewer Cats and Tell Me Something True. I'm glad I got that right. They are ferocious, fuzzy and feline inclined. And that is one of my best band descriptions by a band themselves that I've got all the way from Manchester. Album out relatively recently via TNS Records. What is the Sewer Cats Bandcamp page?
The Sewer Cats at bandcamp.com.
SewerCatsUK.bandcamp.com. SewerCatsUK. SewerCatsSuck. .bandcamp.com. Make it poorly in step one. Tony, nil. And I've got some additional material for you, Tone.
Excellent.
If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb at punkyradio.com. Tightening your email. Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke. And Poetry Corner if it's a poem. After the success last week of having Stib send us some jokes in, so it wouldn't be Jeff to open it out and encourage other people to email in, we've only had someone get in touch, Tone.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's Jeff.
Of course.
Serious thing. So proud of that.
It's excellent.
Jeff says, people say that money isn't the key to happiness, but I figured if you had enough money, you could have a key made. Fair point. Jeff, P.S. I wonder if anyone ever asked Seal if he wants to go clubbing.
Probably.
I do generally prefer the P.S.'s. They're somehow often darker. Let's see his thing again. The boys called you. So proud of that. Good. And if you think you can do as well as that, and I think you can, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. We've done this before, Tone, but after hearing from Jeff Ugly Shoes, I do like to hear it from Johnny Nasty Boots. They just fit in so perfectly well. Johnny Nasty Boots, originally from Mexico City, moved to Los Angeles, big on the SoCal scene, Tone. He's actually big on the SoCal underground scene. He's got a live album came out 4 or 5 years ago from Whiskey A Go-Go. Absolutely stunning, brilliant, fantastic venue. And most bands would love to be live from the Whiskey. You know, it'd be just incredible. Stay tuned for the Chords UK. We'll talk about them after you've heard from them. But first, what is Johnny Nasty Boots, or obviously, as he should be known, Johnny Nasty Boots? What's his website?
JohnnyNastyBoots.com.
It's JohnnyNastyBoots.com. JohnnyNastyBoots. JohnnyNastyBoots.com. Tony One, Paulie B on Internet One, and this is Soho.
Mighty Berserker.
Town and time, no pause.
Listen to Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks, things. That's a great job on the bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Chords UK and the track Indie Disco Friday Night. Cracking song. Now, they are, you might be familiar with the old mod band The Chords around late 70s, very early 80s, I think. They kind of got back together, but it wasn't all of the original members. So they started again as The Chords UK. And they play a lot of the old Chord stuff, but they do write new stuff as well. Mm. How about that?
Cool.
What is The Chords UK's Bandcamp page?
TheChordsUK.bandcamp.com?
It is, TheChordsUK.bandcamp.com. TheChordsUK, The Chords Suck. .bandcamp.com, Tony 2, Paul the Instead 1. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
Yes!
Shall I play the theme tune?
Oh, all right then.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Very well.
Sorry, I was so excited, mate. I forgot the same thing. That threw you, didn't it?
Did a little bit.
Wow, this is just this. We mess with each other's minds.
Didn't get to 1,000 shows without, you know, having to rely on your co-host.
Well, we haven't got there yet.
No, that's true. You're right. 11 shows to go. It's all going to fall apart. Thanks for your Facebook comments.
There's how many shows to go?
11.
So what's that? Show number what?
989.
Show 989, and I've still never given a fuck. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, go to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Please do like the page, leave us a comment. As we always say, leave the comment. Do just reply to last week's show. Post, we will see it. Everything else, who knows? So yeah, leave a comment. Just the one this week, and it's from Timo got in touch.
Pegtolo Timo,
and he says, quite a few shows behind, blaming the cold Scottish mountains, but this calls for a tribute show. So he's referenced a post by the Hard Toms.
Because when you said that, as soon as you mentioned anything in Scotland like that, in the Highlands, for example, I immediately think of a Police album that I've actually been listening to this week, and the song Synchronicity 2, when they keep going on about a dark Scottish lake.
Ooh.
At one point, they do say dark Scottish lock. I was getting very annoyed about them saying dark Scottish lake. It's quite obviously a lock. I don't know why they said lake. Instead of lock, it did rhyme with whatever Sting, you know, Sting has some brilliant rhymes. It probably rhymes with steak bake or something, right? But yeah, dark Scottish lock. Anyway, is there a dark Scottish lock involved in this?
No.
Oh.
So the Hard Toms posted saying, hey, fans and followers, we've decided to pack it in officially. The violent t-shirts you want to keep messages through Facebook. Thanks to all the supporters when we were playing. And that's there. So the Hard Toms from Vegas, I think. Is that right? I think they're from Vegas. No?
No.
Go on.
No. No, the Hard Toms are from Canada. And as a direct result of the terrible news that they're splitting up, we're playing one of their songs.
Excellent. But yes, so sad news. we've played them for a while.
Yes, indeed.
We mentioned it. I think I was talking to somebody else in the real world at one point. Great band, I know.
My God, yeah, you'll be doing that.
Don't do it too often. But yeah, so I guess that's coming.
I spoke to a friend of mine earlier who's decided that she's had enough of people. Yeah. And I can sympathise with that. And, you know, it's quite nice for the phone me to tell me, because technically I am a human being. But she said that instead she'd befriended a seagull. And I just thought, oh, she'd been drinking. Then she turned the phone call into a video call, pointed the phone at the windowsill, and there was a seagull just sat there. And when she turned around and faced the phone, it went, rock, like that, right? And she said, yeah, it's been there weeks. I said, what do you mean it's been there weeks? She went, it flies over to the windowsill every day at the same time. It's been doing it for weeks, and it stays there for ages. In fact, she says, it stays there until I feed it. I just don't know where to start. She is basically not only befriended but tamed a seagull. By the end of the call, she said, anyway, I don't give a fuck about, this is when I thought she maybe had a drink, when she said, so anyway, I don't give a fuck about people anymore, from now on it's just me and my fucking seagull. And I thought, that's got to be the title of your autobiography. It's just me and my fucking seagull.
Excellent.
I'm sorry. That's Facebook. So that's it, Facebook, is it? So that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tie that.
Frank Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. I'm so sorry for upsetting you at the start of that. Next track up, and it's a great band, all the way from Ile de la Réunion. More commonly known as Reunion Island in the English-speaking world, but where's the fun in that? Moth to a slapping orchestra, Tony. They're hoping to do Bedlam next March in Northampton. And they asked me if I would forward the contact details for the people at Bedlam to do that about 6 weeks ago, and I've only just remembered. So I'll do that after this show. I promise you, Moth to a slapping orchestra. We played songs by them before. They've got an album out that came out earlier this year. I saw them last year in somewhere down the southwest of Birmingham. I think it was Kidderminster, can't remember, but anyway, somewhere like that. But they're fantastic live, and they're a great band. The album's really brilliant. We're going to play a song by them now. What is Mothra Slapping Orchestra's Bandcamp page?
Mothra Slapping Orchestra bandcamp.com.
Mothra Slapping Orchestra 1.bandcamp.com. The numeric one, 8. They're French. They're technically French. As I'm always saying, it's the furthest away department of France and the furthest away place in the world where the euro is accepted. But anyway, never mind all that. They're also brilliant. Paulie Beaman set 2, Tony 2, Mothra Slapping Orchestra, ain't got the same.
okay. I heard bleeding with lamb is not a game. That's why I piss off trend. It's not a game. Let your mind get stranded. It's not a game. So I work the wild and end. And I think to take off my skin and dance around. In my bones, I gotta dance around. In my bones, gotta dance around. In my bones, gotta dance around. In my bones. Thing to take off my skin and dance around in my bones.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Martha Snapping Orchestra. Great song. Ain't Got the Same. Off a great new, I'll say newish album that's out now. Check them out. Martha Snapping Orchestra, numeric1.bandcamp.com. Did you do anything last week?
It's a light one. So I did the work as always. We're doing a band practice. That's probably more September. Went to see a house in Shropshire.
You went to see a house in Shropshire?
Yeah.
On purpose?
Yeah. We saw it. It came.
It's a lovely part of the world.
Yeah. It came up earlier in the year, and it was so popular we couldn't even get to see it. But by the time we tried to book a view in, it'd gone. But lo and behold, it came back on again months later at a lower price.
Excellent. Hides behind Birmingham. That's how I've described the location of Shropshire.
Yeah, it kind of hides behind Shropshire. It's like it's
and there's a place there called Wem, W-E-M. And on the few occasions I have driven past Wem, I did stop there once and have a pint and explain to them that I was going to a load of places with stupid names, and they didn't really take it that well. Every time I drive by it, when I had done, I've done the Shiwadi Wadi song that was a cover. And I go, When we kiss. It's near Oswestry as well. Did you get anywhere near Oswestry? Were you in Shropshire?
It was Bridge just North. Montford Bridge. Just literally outside of Shropshire on the Ring Road. Shrewsbury.
And well done for saying Shrewsbury properly.
Thank you very much.
A lot of people in the south and a lot of news readers tend to call it Shrewsbury. It is Shrewsbury, but as I've discussed before, the locals call it Shoes. And I think I might have told you, you remember me saying about John Peel?
Yeah.
How he called his son's middle name was Anfield. I told you that.
No.
Yeah. So John Peel wanted his son to have the middle names of the title-winning Liverpool side from 1 to 11. And his wife said, don't be ridiculous. He went, all right, Anfield, right? Once his son got older, his son said, Dad, why did you call me Anfield? It's so embarrassing having a middle name, Anfield. And John Peel looked at him and said, just be thankful I wasn't a Shrewsbury Town fan. And he said, why? Because they played at Gay Meadow. What a genius he was, John Peel. Genius. Yeah. I'm sorry, anyway.
Yeah, so we went to look at that. It was not a bad little property. We've been to see a couple down there, and they're always the same little farty country lanes, which I don't like.
No.
And this was the same thing. But it was all right. Two or three acres, but it was one of those. It was £500,000, and basically,
my God,
it's a plot. The house was basically, you'd have to demolish it and build it again. So right. We didn't realise that.
But that was something you planned on, was it, or not something you planned on?
We thought you could buy it and maybe just renovate it. But there was plans. It did say it has got planning permission to demolish it, and we're like, wow, that's that'd be mental. But we went down, and it's quite a small house on quite a large bit of land, and a lot of large houses around it in one of those little next to the world. So I think
we don't want that in here, don't we? Totally living in a caravan for the next 3 years.
Exactly. I'm not doing that. So we won't be buying it. that and that's about it. I think apart from that, it was
what price usual. Would you buy it at? Everyone's got a price. What price do you buy it? 50 pence? 300,000?
200 grand?
Really? Right, okay.
Yeah. But that's the prices around here compared to there. Because the guy said if you built it, it'd be worth $1 million. It's like, all right.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Therefore, it's 500 grand.
Yeah, you have to build it first.
Yeah, if you build it, I will come.
You should make a baseball diamond.
It's big enough. Well, it's not, actually. I can't think of. Oh, on the weekend we renovating. So I've been doing the garden.
Right.
Steph's doing the loft. I'm doing the garden. So I cut the lawn. I fixed the fence.
Wow, that's like a trial separation.
I think we'll be all right. But yeah, I think that's it. Really, I'm shattered. But what are you up to?
Well, I don't know what I mentioned last week, but I started watching Chuck. Didn't I mention that last week?
No.
No,
something else, I think.
Chuck was on between 2007 and 2012. Can't remember what channel. I think it was Channel 4. I saw about the first three seasons, and then I think it just got canned in England. But it kept going. There's five seasons, and they're now all on Amazon Prime. So, and each season's got about 15 of them in it. And in a week, I'm on season five. I've only got about three to go. I've watched so much Chuck. I feel like I'm now a part of the show. I haven't felt like that until the first time they had Big Brother and showed it overnight as well. And I was watching it basically when Big Brother went to sleep. I went to sleep. Weird. Woke up, Big Brother.
What was the premise of Chuck again?
Oh, Chuck. He is a nerd who dropped out of Stanford, got a job in this thing called the Bymore, which is a big department store. And he's one of the nerd herd, the kind of Apple geniuses type guy. And then he finds out that he's got something inside him, the CIA one, and it's a thing called the Intersect, and it means he can do kung fu and shit.
Ooh.
And it's really funny. And as the seasons go on, more and more famous people show up in it. And towards the end, former James Bond, Timothy Dalton, is the main bad guy. But when he first appears, he appears not as a bad guy, but in disguise. And it's really funny. Watching Timothy Dalton be a kind of scaredy cat is really funny. He's from Derby, isn't he, Timothy Dalton?
I don't know, is he?
Yeah. That's why he didn't make more than two Bond films, because when they found out, they sacked him.
Yeah.
They're not having a sheep shagger playing 007.
No.
Yeah. Got Remington Steele. So I've done that. I had sold some tickets for my tour. My walking tour around Nottingham on Saturday. Went into town, did the tour. It started pissing down 10 minutes before I got there. Nobody showed up, so I came home again.
Oh.
Decent town. Over the bank holiday, I went down to Steve's at the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
On Saturday night, had a right old time. Sunday, drove down at my mum's. I'd gone down there because she'd asked me to change her sheets because she can't do that anymore, basically.
Right.
And we got gas in, and then I left again, and I completely forgot to change the sheets.
Oh.
So I failed my mother.
Oh.
Right, let's hear from the Hard Tom, shall we?
Okay.
So, as you've heard, friends of the show, the Hard Toms, Canadian punk rock Tom Jones, sort of tribute, really, but they just rock out Tom Jones songs. And as you've heard, they are splitting up, and it's a real shame. But, you know, good things come to an end, Tony. Show 1000.
Yeah.
So it happens. You can still find out about them. You still buy their stuff. You still got their Bandcamp page, which is
thehardtoms.bandcamp.com.
It is thehardtoms.bandcamp.com. Tony 3, Pulley is at 2. She's a leader.
She's never in the
listening to GG All Stars underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Hard Tom. She's a Lady. If they are doing any more shows, catch them while you can. That's what I'm saying there.
Yes.
Speaking of shows, you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
She's a Lady.
Yes, thanks for your gigs. You have a gig for me, don't forget, do email me. Tony@punkyrager.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play. It is international, doesn't have to be in the UK. It is international gig guide after all.
Most importantly, can Tony's band get a gig with you? Although you're not saying that now you're gigging again, are you? I've noticed.
Yeah, too many gigs. Tired.
Yeah, too tired to rock.
Totally tired. We'll go through. I'll probably be asking in 2 weeks' time, I'm sure. We've got a long winter without gigs.
Long winter.
Exactly.
Welcome to England.
Yeah. You haven't emailed me if I found one. So, this Saturday is NAMFest 2024.
Wow.
It's in Chippingham. It's the Chippingham District Constitutional Club.
Right.
So there's seven bands, £15. So we've got Eastfield, The Menstrual Cramps, Split Dogs, Death Traps, The Cynic Tones, Any Minute New, and Danger Mind. It's going to be full on punk rock.
It is. That sounds like a good lineup.
Yeah, I think it's 5 p.m. start till midnight. It's all in one day. £15 advance, £20 on the door. It's at the Consti Club. The Constitutional Club. So yeah, mm-hmm. So if you are in Chippingham, then chip yourself away to that.
Where's that? How's that spelled, Tony?
Chippenham.
Chippenham, right, yeah, Chippenham. Chippenham. Where's Chippingham?
It's near Bath, isn't it?
Chippenham, yes, it is.
Yeah. So there you go. So yeah, that's what I have, that's what I found, and that was my gig guide.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide.
Chippingham.
Right. Let's have another song.
Okay.
All Deep Ends, Tony. As in All Depends or All Deep Ends. One word, All Deep Ends. Dundee Folk Punk via TNS Records coming directly to us, Tony. We're playing the track right now off the new album. Haven't got a Facebook page that I can find. Haven't got a Bandcamp page that I can find. The only thing they really appear to be advertising is an Instagram account. And I'm no good at that. But anyway, what is All Deep Ends Instagram?
Tone. At All Deep Ends?
Well, it just says Instagram.com/All Deep Ends, but... same thing, isn't it? ALDEEPENDS Tony 4, probably on the internet too. I'm not dwelling on Insta.
No.
I will dwell on All Deep Ends. This is El Surf Yatengo.
Yeah.
listening to Rahman Mamadli underneath us right now, Azerbaijani guitar, perfect for weddings. I don't know how long we're going to keep this bed.
It's mental.
I love it. That was All Deep End's El Surfia Tango. That's right. Is it the first time we've had a Scottish band singing in Spanish? Yes, I think it is.
Probably, yeah.
Although we had previously had a Scottish band singing in French, that brilliant garage band. I can't remember their name. I'll think of it at some point. Are you doing anything this week?
I don't think so. Last week of the month, back on it today. No, just week, working week. Probably more house viewings on Friday. We're going to see some in Lincolnshire.
Wow, it's big county, Lincolnshire. And very flat.
Big county. Lincolnshire. Big flat. it's magical. It's a magical place.
Lincoln is surprisingly lovely.
Lincolnshire.
And unfortunately very hilly. You are making me laugh the way you're saying Lincolnshire. I was born in Lincolnshire. I was technically born in South Humberside.
Oh, okay.
But it was only a brief thing, Humberside. And then it did revert to Lincolnshire.
Lincolnshire.
And I moved to Scunthorpe City.
Excellent.
In Lincolnshire. I was born there. Yeah. So I was born in Humberside. It became Lynx. I call it Lynx, you know, because I'm kind of down with the Lynx, you know. But yeah, I would be fascinated to find out that you had moved to Lincolnshire.
It's beautiful. Who knows, eh? But that's about it. And then the weekend, I'll probably be doing more gardening, I imagine. I've got
all right.
What are you doing?
I'm all about Saturday.
Okay.
So this Saturday, I'm not doing my tour because I got offered a ticket for Forest v Wolves.
Oh.
So I'm going to see Forest v Wolves. It coincides with Rockin' the Boneyard 4, which for the last 3 years has been at Rough Trade. But this year is moving to Bunkers Hill, which I'm very pleased about. Headline band, The Zipheads. I think Wigsville Smiths are on as well, one or two others. The Creep Freaks are on. It's a garage punk and psychobilly all dayer. I'm not going to get there till about 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Right.
Because I'll walk from the ground directly there. So that is my plan this week, those two things. I'd love to tell you about my fucking children's book, Tony, but I can't bring myself to.
No. Shame.
Think very hard if you're planning on bringing out a book on which publisher you plump for. And consider self-publishing as a first-time author. These are things I've learnt retrospectively. Yeah. So anyway, that is basically my plan this week. Two songs in a row instead. Stay tuned for HS2, not talking about the high-speed rail network that is now not happening, but the band, although they are in some way related to it. But no, first up, Bermuda Squares, Tony. I like their name. I remember saying the first time we played them. Great name. Never mind Bermuda Triangle. We got the Bermuda Squares. It's an extra side tone. Mm-hmm. And this song actually goes with that as well. They are pop. Well, I'm not sure they describe them as such. I'm calling them psychedelic garage punk. You'll find out why when you hear this track. This may not be representative of all the stuff they do. The best way to find out about that is to go to their Bandcamp page, which is
BermudaSquares.bandcamp.com.
It is BermudaSquares.bandcamp.com. Tony 5, 40 million internet 2. Stay tuned for HS2. This is Outsider.
Outsider.
little chuff.
Left or right, it don't really matter to me. Left or right, it don't really matter to me. Hip-top, gammon face, incel, snowflake, bigot, blowhard, hippie, racist, fake news, me too, boomer, zoomer, Nazi, communist, come on now, let's get a grip. Left or right, it don't really matter to me. Left or right, it don't really matter to me. Woke agenda.
Listening to The Upsetters underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And I will remind you that there's a new Upsetters best of that's come out via Cherry Red, which is hence this new bed. You've just heard HS2, a track called Don't Really Matter to Me. HS2 are a three-piece rock band who kind of take the piss a bit in the... They are very light-hearted, not necessarily singing about the usual things that you've just heard there. What I want to know is, what is HS2's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/HS2band.
Oh, it is. Facebook.com/HS2band. Tony 6, probably be in this net too. Fuck me. Have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, what are we going to do? Oh, I wish you'd let me know sooner. Oh, I've got nothing planned for this now, Tony. I don't know. What are we going to do? Can you think of anything we could maybe do?
Go to Lincolnshire.
You could go to Lincolnshire. Or, on the terrible, devastating and sad news that Sven-Göran Eriksson has died today, age 76, yeah. Former England manager... I found out a few facts about him. I don't know whether you fancy a bit of a quiz.
Oh, we could do that.
He's in past me time for quiz time for Tony.
Quiz time for Tony. Tony, quiz time.
So pleased with that. I'm just so pleased with it. In fact, play again.
Quiz time for Tony. Tony, quiz time.
So pleased with that. I reckon that is my greatest ever jingle.
I still got a soft spot in my heart for Tina.
Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe she'll come back again. You never know.
She got anyway. She fucked off, didn't she? Anyway,
it's quiz time for Tony.
Yeah.
Three facts about Sven-Göran Eriksson, right? Three questions, right? Right? First one. What did his dad do for... And these are real, by the way. What did his dad do for a living?
Was he a musician?
No, he was a truck driver.
Oh.
And it's why Sven-Göran Eriksson asked his wingers to take their corners wide, and also why, after making David Beckham England captain, he fitted in with a taco. Question two, and on quiz time for Tony. What is Sven-Göran Eriksson's connection to Punky Radio?
because he managed Notts County for a bit.
That is exactly why in 2009 he briefly became Notts County manager, which was unbelievable to all concerned. He'd basically been fake shaked again, and the owners of Notts County told him, and I can't remember which star player went there, it might have been Sol Campbell. But anyway, they both went to Notts County thinking that Notts County were now a multi-millionaire club run by Saudis, and found out it was all a load of tin pot wank and left again.
It wasn't long, was it?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't long at all.
No.
It wasn't long at all. I think it was Sol Campbell went with him. Can't remember. Right, last question.
Yeah.
What is my English translation of the name Sven Göran Eriksson, and why? Well, no, I won't say. And why did it lead to my dad being even more disappointed in me when he heard me say it live on radio?
I don't know.
I was on BBC Radio 5 Live at night on Phil Williams' show, I think. And I said, and of course, Sven Göran Eriksson, or the English translation, Stephen, you're an erection. My dad was on the way home from work listening to the games, not impressed. So, anyway, so you got one right there.
That's all right.
Nice one. And that concludes Quiz Time for Tony.
Quiz Time for Tony. Tony, Quiz Time.
I'm just so pleased with that.
It's excellent.
I had such a laugh making that, you know, because I know that anything with your name in it is going to make you happy.
Oh,
essentially.
Yes, yes.
And if we can get four in a show, it's Quattro Tonaggio.
Quattro Tonaggio is the
dream. I've been laughing about that all week, by the way. You've got to get T-shirts done just saying Tony, 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 Tony. Right, and should anyone say, yeah, but what's that in Italian? You go, Quattro Tonaggio. Anyway, let's hear the thing. Let's hear it again. Can we hear it again?
Yeah,
can we?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Quiz time for Tony. Tony, quiz time.
Because we don't hear it that often. I love it. We don't hear
true.
It that often.
Yeah, true.
We don't do that many quiz time for Tonys. And even though I know you'd like it every week, we still want your twats, don't we?
Please. Yeah.
One last track this week. We started off with Sewer Cats. We're finishing with Hood Rats. Punk rock from Montreal. Our second Canadian entry this week, Tony. Excuse me. What is Hood Rats Bandcamp page?
Hoodrats.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony Seven, Paul of the Internet Too. What a thrashing. And I'm pleased to say this is not a David Bowie cover. This is Hood Rats. We Can Be Zeros.
Yeah.
That's about the size of it this week. That was the quite brilliant Hood Rats track called We Can Be Zeros. Tony, maybe you can mention one or two ways people listen to the show in a way they haven't done before.
No, don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. Later show is on the front page. You can download the shows in the archive. Get this all there. You can also find us online at various stations like padunkradio.com, radioandrew.se, and radiofolkestone.com. If you were down with a fire, you can find us on the Spotify.
Spotify, Lincolnshire.
In Lincolnshire. we'll be in the podcast section. That's how it works. Also, Amazon Music and their podcasts bit. And also, finally, if you've got one of the Alexa things, you can get the Punk Radio skill for Alexa. Go to the skill store, search Punk Radio, download it, it's free. Thanks to Poco, as always, for that. And then you can get Alexa in your car and spend many, many an hour driving across the wonderful plains of Lincolnshire.
I might see one or two of you at Rocking the Boneyard at Bunkers Hill this Saturday. £20 advance, £25 on the door, all proceeds to charity. All proceeds to charity, man. All proceeds to charity. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo. Think it's shy.
Bunch of guns.